ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
How about this man, by the way? Test cricketer for Australia in a tremendous nick playing for Victoria. Summer's been going like 5 minutes. He's already got 6 scores over 50, couple of hundreds, including one during the week, to help Victoria to victory and to sit pretty on top of the Sheffield Shield table. Pete Hanscom joins us on Summer Grandstand across the country. Pete, congratulations and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here, guys.
It's amazing how often we see this in Shield cricket. I spoke to Ed Cowan about it yesterday. The team gets all these guys come back, national representatives loaded in their Shield format, and yet the result goes the other way. How did you do it, firstly? How did Victoria upset a star-studded New South Wales team?
We've done it a couple of times now over a few years. We seem to get New South Wales fully loaded a few times. But we sort of took the game as nothing different. They're still human, albeit really, really good players, and we just focused on just playing the ball rather than who was running in and trying to bowl it. So pretty simple stuff, not reinventing the wheel, taking on these guys. But, we were confident with the cricket that we're playing, and we were just trying to stick to that as best as we could.
So your record's incredible against New South Wales, 15-2. Victoria against New South Wales in your last 17 starts. So Victoria have been dominant against their chief rival in recent times. And it's one thing to say that, but you've got a young batting crew. So you got guys like Ollie Peake and Harry Dixon, Campbell Callaway. And at the top of their mark, you're looking at guys like Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood come bounding into bowl. So I guess how did those guys approach it in particular? I mean, you and Marcus Harris are probably towards the other end of your career and on the back nine. But for the young guys in particular, how did they go about it?
We were speaking out there while we were facing them, or at least when I was with Campbell, and he was getting bounced by Starkey, and Hoff was coming in and bouncing him, and he was copping it on the fingers, and it was all happening, and Lyons beating his outside edge, and it was more a case of how awesome is this that these guys are throwing everything at you and still not getting you out right now. And how amazing it is, and this learning for you that you can go through this moment, face these guys, and by the end of the game, you'll come out a better player. It doesn't matter what the result is here, because the final result of this game will be the fact that you are a better player for facing these guys.
That's a great opportunity and growth mindset, I think, from Campbell Callaway, and probably a little bit of an answer, Peter, to what I'm about to ask you, which is how did he get through that period? And broadly, what are you seeing from Campbell Callaway up close and personal and batting with him about how good a player he's going to become?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing with Campbell at the moment is it's just his belief in his game. He's really starting to understand what he can do to certain bowlers, where he can score, the areas he needs to defend, the light and shade in the moments, whether it's a time to attack or whether it's a time to, sort of withstand a storm, like it was against Starkey when he had to withstand a bunch of bumpers. So he's finding the right moments to sort of get on the front foot and attack or just weather it. And that's just through playing more, understanding his game better and having been put into those situations and coming out the other side. So He's just a better player, and he's really understanding his game really well.
There's been a lot of hype around him, naturally. I think he's got 300s in the last 12 months. I think one of them at least against a touring team, so shows he can play against high-quality attacks. Is there a world that he could play Test cricket, say, in the next 12 months, Pete? Is it that soon that he'll be ready to go to play at the top level?
I mean, I think he's ready to go. The issue, obviously, is whether there's a spot for him or not, and what the selectors decide to do. But his game is getting stronger and stronger with every hit, and I think that if he does get that opportunity to play at the next level, he'll be ready for it. I just hope it comes off the back of some more runs for him, and I hope it's at a time when he's feeling strong and in form and ready to go, because that'll give him the best chance to perform at that next level.
You're 34 at the moment, if I'm not mistaken. We saw Usman Khawaja come back into the Australian setup at 35 and has played for the subsequent 4 years to now be 39 and playing in an Ashes series. Do you still harbour ambitions of playing for Australia again?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Haven't given up on that. You know, obviously feeling pretty good at the moment with the way the scores are going. And it was a nice one this week to tick off 100 against the big boys. So that kind of fills me with some confidence that I can still do it at the next level if that opportunity ever does come up again. But yeah, I'm pretty hungry to try and get back up there. But first and foremost, it's about winning games and contributing in games for Victoria right now.
Congratulations on your winter months here. Obviously, you're over with Leicestershire, captain the team for periods over there. Obviously, that the team got promoted is what I'm looking for. I was about to say, what's the opposite of relegated? Obviously, promoted from Divi 2 up to Divi 1. And you were able to score a heap of runs too. So you're playing a lot of cricket sort of all season round. I guess for some players, they would feel a little bit of burnout factor as part of that. It feels like, Pete, you're one of those guys that, and clearly the results we're seeing that the more cricket you play, the better the output.
Yeah, I think especially in red ball cricket, you kind of want to just keep going. If you're feeling good, if the games come thick and fast, you can keep getting out to the middle and sort of training out in the middle, playing out in the middle, and that's your time to shine. And then, you know, in between games, you can take it a little bit more. Have a little bit more of a relaxation time because you've had a good time in the middle. So yeah, it's nice. I think what's also happened over the last couple of years, I haven't played as much T20 cricket, so I'm getting breaks throughout the year during the T20 blocks, which is also very nice because that tends to be the middle of summer in England and the middle of summer in Australia, which both are good times to have breaks.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Whenever we used to have our summers of cricket, Pete, we used to have the sort of 2 weeks off over Christmas because people would go away. I never liked that little break. That annoyed me a little bit at a very low level of cricket. You were over playing in county cricket while England and India was taking place, maybe during some of that break. The Ashes coming up. What's your sense? What's your feeling? What did you garner from being over there?
Well, I think the England side is a very, very good side. I think they're coming over full of confidence, and that's something you need to come over and play in Australia. But the Australian team is very, very, very strong. The way Smith and Marnus are batting at the moment is very impressive. I think they're going to hold the team together really well, and obviously the big boys with the ball are impressive and arguably the best attack that Australia's ever seen. So we're pretty spoiled for choice, I think, in Australia with some good players. But I'm excited to see how this goes because I think, you know, baseball is going to get tested, and whether it comes out on top or not, no one knows yet. But it is going to be exciting to watch, that's for sure.
How competitive do you think it'll be? Have you got a prediction for us?
Sure. Let's go 3-1 to Australia.
Okay. I don't mind it.
Probably a bit of rain in Sydney.
Yep. 4-0 at the moment. I was about to call them the Bush Rangers, Victoria, on top of the table. Fortunately, all the mascots we grew up with, it feels like they're slowly falling away from the domestic cricket scene.
Got some yellow back on the one-day domestic kit, though. Yeah. Peter, so it feels like the Bush Rangers again in many ways.
Yeah, it was nice to get a bit of yellow back and, a little throwback to the Bush Rangers and sort of, you know, respect the past players and, it's brought some good into the Shield side. We weren't great in the one day stuff, but we're up and about in the Shield. So bring back more yellow next year, and we'll see how we go.
Can I ask you an incredibly rare question? Like, you'll think, where has this come from? And this will be really strange, but we've got coming up a little later on Alan Jones, the former F1 world champion from 1980, to speak about Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. I'd searched your Crick Info page earlier to just check your form, and it came up siblings James McLaren Hanscom as your brother. Is your brother's middle name McLaren spelled exactly the same as the F1 team?
that is rare and random. and I don't know. I don't know how he spells his middle name. So I wish it would be nice if there was a connection to McLaren, but I'm pretty sure there isn't.
Okay. There you go. This is what you get, Pete, when you come on ABC Radio.
Never again.
You think, here we go. I know all the questions I'm going to get. They're going to talk to me about the Shield game and everything else in the Australian team. And you weren't planning on that question, were you?
I would never have thought of that one.
Yeah. So there you go.
Sorry, Pete.
Ben
Sorry.
Cameron, he's just here to stump all the media managers, briefing talent on their guests, on their questions, and no one's briefing any talent on any of that. Pete, hey, great to see you amongst the runs. Appreciate your time, as always, here on ABC Sport, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Catch you later.